KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles in the air, 44 degrees. We look for light rain this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, cooler than yesterday, a high around 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of two Corning residents on Tuesday. Deputies took into custody Natasha Stalder and Nicole Archer of Corning for felony theft stemming from an investigation into signs being stolen from inside of a storage unit in Corning. Stalder and Archer were being held at the Adams County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker says Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association 2018 honorary membership renewal notices have been mailed to Pottawatomie County residents. Danker says if you receive a letter in the mail, it is a legitimate solicitation. However, he says they never solicit members by telephone. ISSDA only solicits new members every other calendar year. So if you receive this notice for a family member that has died or you can mail the remittance form back stating that is the case. And if your name or address is changed, you can also correct that on the remit form and send it back to the Sheriff's Department. A weekend brush fire that burned 300 acres of the popular River Valley Off-Highway Vehicle, or OHV, park in Council Bluffs has created dangerous conditions for visitors to the area, according to the DNR. While the OHV park's main entrance is closed, pedestrians can still access the area from nearby walking trails. Michelle Reinig, supervisor of the DNR Southwest State Park District, is asking visitors to avoid the park, though, until damage to the area can be fully assessed. Reinig says most of the trees within the park have been burned and many were still smoldering as of yesterday. She said it's very important for people to avoid the area while conditions are still hazardous. According to Reinig, the two primary concerns are the potential for damaged trees to fall and the fire reigniting. Park staff is working with area foresters to conduct a forest health assessment of the damaged trees and is also partnering with the City of Council Bluffs and Pottawatomie County officials to minimize further damage. The DNR will provide updates as more information is obtained. Members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening in the High School Media Center. Their session begins at 5:30 and includes accepting the resignation of Dana Soigling from the High School Student Council. The board will also discuss the superintendent's evaluation process. Action items on their agenda include a contract for driver's ed services, the middle school gym bleacher replacement, and action on the 2018-19 master contract with the Atlantic Education Association. During their meeting on April 11th, you may recall the board came under fire from several teachers and their families who were under the assumption there would be a 0% increase in their pay raise and supplemental pay in light of declining enrollment and questions over state supplemental support. The following week, a complaint was filed by the school district against the Atlantic Education Association with regard to alleged collective bargaining violation under the Code of Iowa. Officials of the AHSTW School District report their Board of Education, working with Dr. Paul Tedesco with Edwise Educational Consultants, has chosen three applicants to be interviewed for the AHSTW superintendent position. The finalists include Darren Jones from Montezuma, where he is currently serving as the pre-K through 6 principal since 2007. Mr. Jones will be interviewed today. Mark Dorhout from Sanborn, where he is currently serving as middle school principal since 2004. Mr. Dorhout will be interviewed on Thursday. Dr. Adam Zellmer is the third finalist from Webster City. He's currently serving as the director of teaching and learning there, and prior to that, he served as the middle school principal at Webster City. Dr. Zellmer will be interviewed on April 27th. The interview process for each candidate includes a welcome and introduction to AHSTW, a tour of the facilities, followed by interviews with several committees. The AHSTW board will then look to offer a contract to a new superintendent to start the July 1st, 2018 year, late next week after reviewing the input from all the committees. AHSTW superintendent Jesse Ulrich has accepted an offer to become the superintendent of schools at the Fort Dodge Community School District. In the funeral announcements, Diane Henkelman, age 73 of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Diane Henkelman will be today at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Joan David, age 86 of Rural Orient, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joan David will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Eileen Dennis, age 100, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Eileen Dennis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Orland Farah, age 86, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Orland Farah will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Brian Vols, age 58, of Stewart, died Sunday. A memorial service for Brian Vols will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Gene Milford, age 97, of Atlantic, died March 13th. Graveside services for Gene Milford will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. D. Carnes Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle, died January 3rd. A celebration of life for D. Carnes Robertson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret Hansen, age 78, of Avoca, died January 6th. A celebration of life for Margaret Hansen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Robert Bob Just, age 79, of Atlantic, died April 17th. Memorial services for Bob Just will be Saturday at 1:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Dolores D. Hankey, age 86, of Atlantic, died April 16th. A celebration of life service for D. Hankey will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Gerald Edward Jones, age 79, formerly of Walnut, died February 20th in Arkansas. A celebration of life for Gerald Jones will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Monroe Methodist Church, northeast of Walnut. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.